everything was in order to prepare us for this point. And, you know, when it counted, we didn't show up. And, you know, we kind of take the hats off to Salt Lake. Javier Morales had a hell of a game. He was causing problems for us all day. Two world-class finishes and, you know, an assist to go with it. So really feels like one man beat us tonight. And, you know, even though we didn't give up, we kept fighting and we kept scrapping, even with man down. That's a positive thing to take out of it. But overall, we were second best tonight in a lot of categories.
On his the brilliant goal from 35 yards out, he looked like he had maybe too much room. It's just somebody have closed on him on that play. Was it a defensive breakdown that you saw?
We were having trouble with second balls just because they were putting so many numbers around the ball. You know, it seemed like almost at times they had an extra man in the midfield. And, you know, they were creating trouble for us. And so when the second ball drops for him, we try to close down, but... You know, you saw where that ball went, and it was running nothing really Joe, or, you know, unless someone's, you know, 2 yards away from him, no one else is really doing anything about that. That's just a world-class finish. And the same thing with his free kick. You can't put that anymore in the corner. It was unfortunate that Chris Leach got the red card and obviously changed the dynamic of the game, but, you know, another world-class finish. So, super hat to him, and next time we're definitely not going to let it be as easy for him.
You got a foot on the pass that led to the second goal. Did you feel like you were going to be able to get it cleared?
If you ask me, I thought it was a handball. Ball turns over in the middle of the field, and Morales is facing all of us, and it's, you know, the basically fire drill emergency scenario where he can shoot it, he can pass it, and one pass is going to beat you. So I made a play on the ball, and I thought I cleared it properly, and I thought it played his hand, and, you know, unfortunately, it led to a goal. And, you know, I don't really know how to interpret the rules, but if it leads to a goal, it's tough to swallow. So you can say bad luck, or you can even say bad positioning, but, you know, he took it well.